Today is Monday, April 8th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Empanada Day. It's also National Zoo Lovers Day. It's National All Is Ours Day as well. I don't know what that is. Let's just click on that and see what All Is Ours Day is about. Observed each year on April 8th, National All Is Ours Day takes us along three views of appreciation. Celebrate each of the approaches to the day or pick one that best suits you. The first approach can be looked at as time to reflect on all the beauty of nature and wonderful things in life. Rarely do we have the time to explore all that nature offers us. Something as simple as a variety of birds that inhabit a local park or backyard can surprise us. Venturing further out, we can discover our national parks or trail system. Whether we look up into the skies or closer at the new spring blooms, taking in our surroundings is a spectacular gift to enjoy. The second way to celebrate the day is by appreciating everything we have. Even when we don't have much, what we do have is a blessing. This approach encourages counting those blessings and avoiding thinking about things we do not have. A third way to view the day is by sharing all that we have. Regardless of what we have, sharing it seems to make tough times easier when we all work together. The greatest times and the greatest things in life are those that are shared. How to observe the day? Explore the world around you and find something to appreciate in the world beyond your front door. Express thankfulness for what you have. It may be the people in your life, your health, or another blessing you cherish. Share your bounty with others. Focus on positive thoughts and actions. And use hashtag National All Is Ours Day to post on social media. So there you go. I think it's all about being grateful, you know, being grateful for what you have. And I know I complain a lot about my job and, you know, little stupid things like how long it took to get some food at a fast food restaurant, or, you know, they forgot some condiment that I wanted on a burger or something like that. But honestly, you know, we should really be thankful for what we have. I should be thankful. I am thankful, but I should. More often, I should let people know that I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I make a good living and that I can travel. Mark and I were, you know, we've been doing a little bit more planning. We haven't done much more planning, but we've been doing a tiny little bit more planning of our trips. We have not booked any excursions yet, which we really need to do, but we will. One of these days we will. But we started looking at YouTube videos of top 10 things to do in Norway and things of that nature. So we will be picking out excursions shortly. We were going to do it this weekend, but this weekend was so packed. And Sunday has not been really packed. It's just been kind of a normal Sunday, and in the afternoon, we had quite a bit of relaxation time. But the thing is, we were so tired. So Mark had his race this weekend. Did they refer to it as a race? It's his run, his half marathon. And I know they do technically post positions, like, are you first, second, 800th, you know, whatever, based on your time. It's not quite the same as a race because there are so many people that your clock doesn't start until you pass the starting line. And then it's based on the time and not who, you know, crosses that finish line first. Someone can cross the finish line first and still not be first in overall standings. So I guess they call it a race, but I'm not really sure. I could look it up, but I'm not. I'm just going to leave it out there. Somebody can text me or call in and let me know. But anyway, we had that. And Mark wanted to go to bed. We did not have the gay mix on Friday night. Daniel was camping. And so Mark wanted to go to bed early, or early-ish, not super early, but early for us. And I wasn't quite ready. He wanted to go to bed at 10, so I wasn't quite ready to go to bed yet. So I stayed up, but Sydney, the dog, was with us, or with me, and Mark went to bed and closed all the doors to the bedroom and everything. And Sydney does not like to be kept out of her room. And so she kept going and scratching on the door to the bedroom. I was like, Sydney, let Daddy Two sleep. He's got to run in the morning. But she did not listen to me. And I was sleepy anyway. So after about 45 minutes to an hour, I was like, okay, I'm giving up. Because he went to bed at 10 or something, which normally on a Friday night, I wouldn't be in bed till 1 in the morning or something. But we needed to leave around 5:45 to go to the run because he wanted to be there around 6:15. And we're, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes away from where the run was. And so we need a little bit of time. So around 11, I went ahead and gave in because Sydney would not. She just kept going and scratching on it. I don't want her to scratch on the door because I don't want her to scratch the paint off the door. The door to our garage is already damaged because Sydney likes to scratch that door, I guess, when we're not home. I'm not really sure. And so the paint has come off the bottom of the door where she scratches. So we went to bed. I put something on my phone, but I fell asleep pretty quickly. We got up around 5:15. Mark got up earlier than that. I think he got up at 4:30 or something like that. Something crazy. And he had a bagel and coffee and whatever, and a little bit of a relaxing start to the day. Have a little carbs so he's ready to run. And then took his shower. I got up about, I don't know exactly what time, but I think it was around 5:15. Took my shower. We were both ready by 5:45, so we got in the car and left. And he made it to the starting line. We parked, made it to the starting line, all that kind of good stuff. So there was no issues there at all. Hi, my name is Ray, and on yesterday, my door. And he was... A lot of the Filipino friends were running, so he found some of them and was able to kind of stand in line with them, although they all run at different paces, so I don't think they stayed together. So I was at the starting line when they started, and I couldn't ever see him, though. I was ready to take a picture or video, or I told him even. I texted him, and I said, hey, I've got my camera. I'm, standing here. But after I knew he must have passed by, I waited, I don't know, 5 minutes or something. Because there were around 2,500 people in this half marathon. So it was quite a big crowd. And I just couldn't find him. But after about, like I said, around 5 minutes, there were still people going through that were at the end of the line. But Mark was relatively close to the beginning of the line. So I was like, I better start walking. Because what I wanted to do was try to meet him at a couple of different places along the race path. But I wasn't driving, I was walking. And so the first was like, they were gonna loop around and end up passing Memorial Park. And so I thought, well, I can walk over there at a brisk walk and probably make it in time. So I walked. It took me, I don't know, 20 minutes. But they were, again, they were doing a looping kind of circular route to get there. I was going a straight shot, so it was easier for me to get there. And quicker. I was not running. I made it there, and I got to see all the people at the front of the line come through. Never saw Mark. He was texting me as he got to each mile. He was like mile four. He didn't text me two and three, one, two, or three, but four he texted me. And I was about halfway between mile four and mile five. And so when he texted me four, I thought, okay, he'll be here within 3 to 5 minutes because he was running around a 10-minute mile. Never saw him. Never. I did not see him at all. I saw one of his friends, Carlos, and I saw another lady that hangs out with, at the Filipino parties as well. But I did not see Mark. I don't know. Could not see him. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to turn around, because I knew, but when he said, okay, I'm at mile 5, I knew it was too late, because I was, again, in between mile 4 and 5. So if he was already at mile 5, the mile marker 5, then that means I missed him. So I started back to the other side, because I was going to try to meet him at maybe mile 8, mile marker 8. But I needed to use the bathroom, so I had to stop at a gas station in between to use the restroom. And he was too far ahead of me. There was just no way that, but I was trying to get my steps in for the day as well, so that's fine. But I really wanted to get a photo, video, whatever of him running. So I just went to the finish line, and I walked around a little bit to get a few more steps because I wanted to get my steps in, but I pretty much waited at the finish line, and he finished within 2 hours and 5 minutes, which was his goal. So 13 miles, and it was actually 2 hours, 4 minutes, and I don't know, 38 seconds or something. So it was less than 5 minutes. I did get a video of him crossing the finish line, but I didn't get a very good spot. It was already full by the time I got there, and so there are people in between my camera and him. So, I mean, it caught him, but it's not the best. It could have been better. I'm not a good photographer, and I would have needed to wait at the finish line from the very beginning to get a good spot, because there were so many people waiting there to do the same thing. So then we came home, I weighed, we took a shower, all that kind of stuff, got dressed, and we had a birthday party at a park. So we went back, we were at the birthday party for probably 4 hours, from around 11:30, 12 to like 3 or 4. And it was a Filipino party, lots of food. And then we were there, we swung on the swing set, we ate, we talked to people, and it was a good time, you know. All right, I'll end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.